Good evening and welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We appreciate your patience. Had a little technical difficulty this evening due to weather, so we're running a little late. We appreciate your patience. Now, we will be speaking with Wendy Wise tonight, so we'd like to welcome you to the show as we bring on the queen of cold calling. Wendy is very well known out there in the sales arena. She has spoken to many, many, many different groups. Wendy Wise is known as the queen of cold calling, and she's going to be speaking tonight on Terminate Telephone Terror. She's a trainer, she's a coach, an author of Cold Calling for Women and Cold Calling College. Her clients include Nikon, Avon Products, Networking Time, Cutting Edge Media, and thousands of entrepreneurs and home-based business owners throughout the country. Find out more about Wendy by going to her website at www.wendywise.com. And tonight, Wendy is going to be talking to us about terminating telephone terror. I want you to stop and think, how often could you build your business quicker and faster rather than waiting for them to come to you? You actually went to them. Yes, I'm talking about cold calling. I know how everybody hates and they dread that, but we have someone that's an expert tonight that's going to share with us why it's important for us to take the time and cold call. And I'm really excited to meet her a few weeks ago over the phone, and very honored to have Wendy here with us tonight. Wendy, we appreciate you being here and being patient through all the technical difficulty stuff, but welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Raven. I'm absolutely delighted to be here with you.
Well, I know we've taken a lot of your time up, but if you could you share just a little bit of your story? I know most of the time when we bring someone to our show to speak, a guest to our show, they have actually been in the network marketing industry. But every now and then we kind of throw a little twist and invite a coach or an expert like yourself in something that's going to help them build their business. So before we get into the questions, could you share just a little bit of your story and how you became the cold calling queen?
Delighted to do so, Raven. I actually got into this business totally by accident. I was a ballet dancer. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I moved to New York City to dance. And then, like every artist in New York City, I needed a day job. So I got a job with a telemarketing company, and I happened to be very good at it. Who knew? Ballet dancers don't even talk, but I was quite good at it, and eventually I started my own business where I had clients that I'd represent, and I did all of the prospecting and appointment setting for them, and from there I segued into doing training and coaching. So my business now is working with people who are trying to build a business, and I have to say that I feel like I'm doing something really important because, let's face it, if you don't have prospects, you don't have a business.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. So how long had you been in the industry?
Well, I've been in business in one form or another for about 20 years. I discovered network marketing about 6 years ago. I had written a book called Cold Calling for Women. So I decided that Avon, which is known as the company for women, needed to know about my book. And since I practice what I preach, I got on the phone and I called up the woman who was in charge of the entire Avon field and set up a meeting, and I went and I talked to her and I told her about my book, and Avon then became a client, and I worked with them on and off throughout the years. And that was my introduction to network marketing. I hadn't known anything about it before, but I'll tell you, Raven, once I understood the principles, I was totally blown away and really impressed. And so I've continued to seek out other ways that I can work with network marketers, because I really think that network marketing is the way of the future.
Absolutely. It really is. And it's growing, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to share with our listeners, if you go to my website, which is queenofcoldcalling.com, and you look at my client list, I've got a fairly impressive roster of corporate clients. Now, I'm not telling you that to brag. I really so much want you all to get this. I was a ballet dancer. I knew nothing about business, but I was able to get on the phone and call up these people and have conversations, and that's how I built my business. So if I could do it, and I was a ballet dancer and I didn't know anything, then everybody that's listening in, either tonight or next week, you can all do it. And the bottom line is that this is a communication skill. And like any communication skill, it can be learned and it can be improved on. So those of you who are struggling, that find it difficult or frightening, please take heart, because in working with my clients over the years, I've seen them learn new skills, and then they're absolutely thrilled to see their results change.
Wendy, I have been in the telemarketing, telesales world for about 25 years myself, and I agree with you. I love cold calling. It took me a while, and we're going to discuss fears and things like that in a minute. But once I learned what it took to be effective on the phone, it just makes so much sense, because when you're having a slow day and customers can't get to you, or in this case for the people that are in the MLM industry, the weather's bad like it is in Houston now, and you can't get out, and you're saying, wow, you know, I need to make some sales today, or I need to get some people in my business, you have a tool around your house that's always around your house, and it doesn't cost you a penny more to use it. So why not pick up the phone and go get them, huh?
it's an amazing instrument that you can pick up the phone and connect with people all over the world. And it's a direct connection. It makes that human being to human being connection, which is missing if you send email or you send a letter or do anything like that.
Right. You're absolutely right. Okay, so let's jump in here. Why cold call at all? Isn't cold calling dead? I mean, I know we have a lot of people that, you know, have never done it before, and they're like, well, that goes back way back to the boiler room days. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you for asking that. Cold calling is very targeted. There's a misconception about cold calling that it's a matter of opening up the phone book and calling anybody. And if you call enough people, somebody's going to say yes. That's really a misconception. Cold calling, the way it's practiced today, the way I teach, is very targeted. It's very specific. Out of everybody in the entire world who might possibly buy your products or who might possibly be interested in your opportunity, who is most likely to be interested? Who is most likely to buy? And you first identify those individuals, and then those are the people that you call. So it's a combination of targeting your market and then having the skill to engage and have a conversation. And, you know, I get asked this question a lot, and cold calling, or I actually prefer the term introductory calling. You're calling to introduce yourself. You're calling to introduce your company, your products, your opportunity. It's an introduction, and we make introductions all the time. So this is an introduction that happens over the telephone, and it makes that human being to human being connection. And let's face it, the bottom line is that no matter where you get a lead, even if it's a referral or it's somebody that you've met as you're out and about in your life, or if you're buying leads, at some point, you're going to have to pick up the phone and talk to that person. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do a good job when you pick up the phone and talk to that person, you're not going to get a customer and you're not going to get a business builder. That's the bottom line.
There's a lot of techniques in someone that has never done cold calling that they're going to have to master before, or at least kind of practice before they jump on the phone. Wouldn't you agree?
I 100% agree with you.
Okay. Well, before we get into trying to assist them with that, let's talk about what the difference between a cold call and a warm call is.
You know, Raven, as far as I'm concerned, there is very little difference at all. I know that people divide their calls into cold calls and warm calls, and some people say, oh, I never cold call, I only do warm calls. And the definition of a warm call is that you have some sort of previous connection. Maybe you've met them as you're out and about in your life, or you're buying leads, or you have some referrals. However, I want each of you that are listening in to stop for a moment and think about this. How many warm leads have you called that didn't work out? And if you're like most people, I'm going to bet that there was a lot of them. And just because a lead, you've labeled it warm, doesn't necessarily mean that anything is going to happen with it. What you really want is the ability to communicate to somebody that knows nothing about your business. You want to be able to communicate with that person and get them interested, either in your products or in your opportunity. And that's a communication skill. It has nothing to do with how you might label the call, cold or warm. It's about the communication. And if you have the skill, if you have the communication skill, you can talk to anybody. And it doesn't matter if it's a warm call or a cold call, because you can talk to people and you can get them to understand the value of your opportunity or the value of your products. And when you have that skill, that's when you see your numbers just skyrocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about communication skills. Are there any tips in that area you can throw out for those beginners especially?
Great. Absolutely. The question that you have to ask yourself before you ever get on the phone is, why should this person be interested? That's the question. And for example, let's talk about calling people about your opportunity. There are all sorts of different people, types of people that you might be calling who might be interested in a home-based business. You might be calling stay-at-home moms or women who would like to be stay-at-home moms. You might be talking to people that hate their day job. You might be talking to senior citizens who need additional income. You might be talking to baby boomers who are they're starting to think about retirement. So there are all these different types of people that you might be talking to, and I've only touched the surface. Mm-hmm. The question you need to ask yourself is, why would these people be interested in my opportunity? And for each of those different categories that I've mentioned, they're going to have different reasons. So if, for example, you're talking to a baby boomer and you talk to her about being able to stay home with children, well, she's going to tune you right out. She couldn't care less, because more than likely her kids are grown, they're out of the house, and she's just going to tune you right out and say, I'm not interested. And conversely, if you're talking to a stay-at-home or a woman that would like to be a stay-at-home mom and you're talking about retirement, she's not going to be interested because she's thinking about something else. So the question you need to ask yourself is, why should this person be interested? And when you're on the phone with a prospect, you really have a limited amount of time to catch their attention. When you're talking to somebody face-to-face, you've got a little bit more time. And because you have visual cues, you can tell if you didn't quite get their attention, maybe you can try something else. But on the phone, and I know you'll agree with me, Raven, it happens very quickly. If you don't get that person's attention, they say, I'm not interested, and they hang up.
Absolutely. That's how I always knew when I needed to take a break when I was working, Wendy. I knew that it was time for me to take a break, take a walk or something, when I would get three or four of those not interested in a row before I could barely get to what I wanted. I knew it wasn't them, it was me. I needed to go regroup.
Exactly.
That was my clue.
So the bottom line, the key really is, in order to get someone's attention, I call it the hook, in order to hook someone, you need to have some idea of what they might be interested in. What is it that resonates with them? What's going to catch their attention? And let me give you a template that you can use, because this really needs to be just about the first thing out of your mouth. You can introduce yourself, say the company that you're with, and then you really need to say something that gets a prospect's attention so that they're willing to have a further conversation with you. Here's a template that you could use. Let's say that you're talking to a woman that you know would like to be a stay-at-home mom or is a stay-at-home mom but needs additional income. You might say to her, I'm building a business where I can stay at home with my kids and be financially secure, and I'm looking for women who want to join my business and build their own business so that they can stay at home with their kids and be financially secure. So that's going to speak very directly to that woman that wants to be able to stay at home with her kids. Well, maybe if, let's turn it around. Let's say maybe you're talking to that baby boomer. You could say, I'm building a business so I can have a safe and secure retirement, and I'm looking for people to join my team who want to build their own business so they can have a safe and secure retirement. That's going to speak directly to that baby boomer who is probably starting to think about retirement and is starting to worry about it.
That's really good. I get lots of emails that ask, what would I say if, because businesses are always saying sponsor up, talk to your doctor, talk to business owners. Do you have any examples for if a person wanted to contact someone that already has a business that they don't know? Maybe they picked up cards or something like that and they want to call a guy that owns a cleaning store or a manager or owner of a business.
Well, in that case, I would say something to the effect of, my expertise is helping business owners develop additional revenue streams. Because that will speak directly to that business owner, because that's something that business owners think about,
is
developing streams of revenue.
Mm-hmm. When they open it, though, would they open it as them saying that I'm a business owner? I'm a business owner, and my expertise is helping other business owners?
Exactly. You could start out the call by introducing yourself. Say, hello. Hi there. My name's Wendy Weiss. I'm with XYZ Company. I'm a business owner, and my expertise is helping other business owners develop additional revenue streams.
That's good. You are the queen of cold calls. You got it going on, girlfriend. Wow.
Thank you, Raven. So what you need to do is think about who you're calling and what's going to get their attention and is what's going to make them be interested in having a conversation with you, and it's going to change depending on who you're talking to. One size does not fit everyone.
Right.
But if you're calling business owners, you can call a whole bunch of business owners and use the same script, the same template over and over and over again.
Absolutely, and they're so easy to do. I mean, how often are we out and about, and all you have to do is just stop in stores and pick up cards, and then one day at home, just dial through them.
There you
go.
Using
the same script. Boy, hey, you ought to get a lot of thank you emails. But I know you got an offer you're going to be telling them about. In fact, we're going to go to our first commercial, so I know we took a minute for people to for us to get started because of the storm here in Houston. So why don't you go ahead real quickly and just maybe give them a little sneak peek about the offer, and we're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk to you about overcoming.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, do you guys who are listening in, I guess I should say you ladies. That's the wrong expression. You ladies who are listening in.
We have a couple guys to sneak in.
Okay, good. Everyone who's listening in, do you find yourself, do you freeze up or do you clam up when you're trying to speak with prospects on the telephone? Do you find it nearly impossible to get prospects to commit to meeting with you? Do you feel like your prospects are getting bored and they tune you out and say, I'm not interested, and hang up? And would you like to increase the number of appointments that you book every single time you pick up the phone? Well, if you answered yes to any or all of those questions, I'm going to be telling you about the Miracle Appointment Setting Script. That is the kit that helps you get the appointment every single time. And I'll be telling you about that more in a little bit. So that's my preview, Raven.
I love your preview. Hey, you got me excited. I'm going there. All righty. We are here speaking with Wendy Weiss, and Wendy is just phenomenal. She's known as the queen of cold calling, and I'm just ecstatic that she's here. And Wendy, she has spoken to lots and lots of people all over about how to be effective over the phone, and she is indeed the cold calling queen. And we'll be back with more as she speaks to us about fear on the phone. Yes, if you are one that has some fear about picking up that phone and some reluctance to make cold calls, you're going to want to stay tuned and hear what Wendy has to say right after this commercial break. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we are delighted that you are back again with us. We appreciate you, and we encourage you to come every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time as we bring to you an MLM diva, or in this case, a coach or expert out there that can help move you along in your business so you can get there faster rather than slower and walk across that stage and go grab that pen that you know you deserve. It's there. It's waiting for you. I know mine's is. I got my dress, my shoes, and that pen is mine. I know it. Also want to remind you that we have other shows, Women Power Talk Radio for the baby boomer woman. We encourage you to go for your dreams and visions no matter what, that life is just beginning and the best is yet to come. Check us out by going to womenpower-radio.com. That's W-O-M-E-N, power-radio.com. And while you're there, check out our archives of all of our shows, Mentoring from MLM Divas, all the divas that's been on. You can sit back, relax, and listen to them, the Women Power shows. And our new show, Amazing Women in Business, and that's for women in any industry, real estate, franchising, whatever you're doing. It's for the woman in business that means business. That's Amazing Women in Business. We just interviewed Stacey J from The Apprentice, so go check it out. Coming up, we're going to have Claudette Robinson from The Miracles coming to Women Power, so be sure and make sure you check that show out. Also want to remind all the people that are listening and that are a part of our live audience that we still will have our drawing. In fact, we're going to have two drawings for the little delay because of the weather storm today, and we appreciate you. Thanks to our sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads with Vincent and Peter Mingles. If you are running out of leads and you just don't have anybody to call, well, you know what? Go to mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com and click on that little blue and white banner you see right up under where you register, and that'll take you to PM Marketing Network Leads special site with special pricing for the MLM Diva listeners, where you get 5,050 leads for only $119.95, a free autoresponder and free leads management system, all thanks to our sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads. Stay tuned, all the people in the audience, because we will have that drawing. We'll have two this evening right after the show. Back to more from Wendy Weiss, the queen of cold calling, right after this commercial break.
Have you ever wanted your goals and dreams to instantly appear? Have you ever wanted just the feelings, a feeling that your emotions and that your vision were one? You can do that with a vision board, and I can help you. I'm Donald Wells, and I build vision boards. Give me a call, 619-436-9726. That's 619-436-9726. Talk to you soon.
Let me start by asking you a simple question. If there was a product you could put in your car's gas tank that was satisfaction guaranteed to improve gas mileage by 7 to 14%, do you think there'd be a market for it? The answer, of course, is yes. After only 14 months, our company is selling products in over 190 countries worldwide and is destined to do over $300 million in its second year of business. This clearly demonstrates the demand for this unique product. This product is EPA registered and has been proven to be safe for all gasoline and diesel engines and carries 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Finally, there is a real product with over a 30-year track record with real research and testing to prove it improves gas mileage by 7 to 14% and decreases emissions by 75% or more. Imagine, not only can you save families money on their fuel bill, but you can also do your part in the battle against global warming. This is on track to be one of the largest network marketing companies ever, and we are still in the early stages of growth. We have hit a triple play in our company by keeping soaring fuel costs in check, reducing pollution in the environment, and creating a tremendous business opportunity. For further information about how you can capitalize on the product and opportunity, call 321-777-1531 or visit www.mpgsavings.net.
All right, Wendy, let's talk about that dreaded fear and reluctance that so many people have making cold calls. And I know you speak everywhere, and I bet this is the biggest thing you talk about sometimes, isn't it?
It's the number one thing, the fear. I call it telephone terror. And what I'm going to ask our listeners to do is write this down. Write down the word belief, and then draw an arrow, and write down the word actions, and then draw another arrow, and then write down the word results. And the reason I want you to write that down is that whatever you believe is going to affect your actions, which of course is going to affect your results. So if you want different results or better results, you really have to go back to what it is that you believe. And a lot of people have beliefs about prospecting that do not support their ability to prospect successfully. For example, do you find yourself worrying about how your prospects will perceive you? There's a really negative stereotype about sales, and there's also a very negative stereotype about network marketing. That is, what other people who are not in network marketing, who don't know, what they sometimes believe about network marketing. And so many people find themselves worrying what this person they're talking to is going to be thinking about them. And I bet that's something that resonates with our listeners.
I'm sure it does.
If you have that fear, here are some questions you need to ask yourself. First of all, do you believe in the value of the products that you are selling? That's a yes or no question, and I'm going to bet everybody that's listening in is going to say yes. Do you believe in the business opportunity? Is that business opportunity real? Yes or no? And I'm going to bet that everybody that's listening in is going to say yes. And then the third question is, when it comes to your business, is it your intent to help people, to help your customers get what they need and what they want, and to help your business builders build successful businesses? Is that your intent? And I'm going to bet that most of the people that are listening in are also going to say yes to that. So the reality is that although there is this negative stereotype out there, it has nothing to do with you. If you've answered yes to those three questions, then you are proceeding with integrity. And that you really can put aside that worry about what somebody is thinking, because you know that you're coming from integrity. And what I would do, get yourself a Post-it note and write the word integrity on that Post-it note and stick it on your phone. And then that way, every time you go to pick up the phone to make a phone call, you remind yourself that you're coming from integrity. Another thing that a lot of people worry about, they set themselves up very negatively. They say to themselves, oh, well, nobody likes to get cold calls, and people don't want to talk to me, and I'm interrupting people, and I'm bothering people, and they're just going to say no. Those are mind reads. You've decided before you even pick up the phone what the result is going to be. And you know something, that's a belief, that's not reality. For example, there are people out there who, like Raven and myself, who actually enjoy prospecting.
Oh yeah.
So, and you can change what you believe. If your beliefs are not supporting you, it's time to start thinking differently. And you can do that. It will take some time. Essentially, what you're doing is you're telling yourself negative stories about prospecting. And what you want to do is come up with some better stories, some positive stories that you can tell yourself about prospecting. What if you believed that everybody that you talk to is really interested in what you have to say? You would be having different phone calls. And so what I recommend is, start to imagine if you could have the best possible phone call that you could possibly imagine. What would that prospect say? Wow, I'm so glad you called. Oh, that sounds so interesting. Wow, that sounds like that could really be for me. Tell me more. And start creating that new story in your head so that you can get those old negative stories out and you replace it with a new positive story that supports your ability to make prospecting calls.
That's good. That's really good. Lee, I was looking in your book, Cold Calling for Women, Open Doors, and Closing Sales. On page 82, Wendy, you talk about a checklist. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I don't have the book in front of me, so you'll have to tell me what the checklist is.
But the checklist, you have do you sound warm, passionate, interesting, confident and convincing, professional, pleasant, clear, well-paced, and well-pitched. If you could kind of maybe talk briefly about some of those, and maybe if you could throw out some of the things that we don't want to sound like.
Oh, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to sound excited about what you're talking about. You want to have some energy in your voice. And you want to be very clear. This is a big mistake that I see a lot, is that lots of times people give too much information and they're not clear about what it is they're talking about. You want to be so crystal clear that an 8-year-old would understand it. Because remember, you're the expert in what you do. And the people that you're calling are not experts. So what you want to do is be able to very clearly, so clearly that 8-year-old would totally understand it, explain to them what it is, why you're calling, and what the value is. And you do that in a very clear and straightforward and confident manner. You don't apologize for calling or anything like that, because you're really coming from a place of integrity and you're coming from a place of pride in what you're doing. And if your story that you're telling yourself, if you believe that people will be interested in hearing what you have to say, and you can approach your prospects with that posture, that you have something important to say and that the person you're talking to is going to be interested, you're going to find that you're going to have really good conversations. And conversely, if you approach your prospect in a way that's very hesitant and tentative and apologetic, what happens is people, they may not understand why you're like that, but what they'll think to themselves is, this is somebody that's uncomfortable and they probably don't have anything important to say, therefore I don't really have to listen.
Mm.
And they may not be conscious that thought process happens so quickly, but they'll tune you out almost immediately. Whereas if you approach someone in a very open and confident and pleasant professional manner, people are more inclined to want to have a conversation with you. Wouldn't you agree with that, Raven?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
100% agree with that. Thank you for sharing that with us. Sometimes it may take, I know it did for me, sometimes if you're not really feeling it that day, but you know you want to be productive and get on the phone, you may have to do a little jogging or something to get that adrenaline up, huh? Get some energy flowing in you.
Get some energy flowing. Mm-hmm. And imagine, take that new story that you've created for yourself and go through that conversation in your head as if it's real, because your brain doesn't really know the difference between what's happening and what you're telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So tell yourself that positive story about how you're having a conversation with a prospect who's absolutely fascinated and really wants to talk to you, and that'll help get your energy up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's going to help you in those kind of situations is that you've done your homework and that you're prepared. If you have prepared ahead of time, you know what you're going to say, you know who you're calling and why they should be interested, it's much easier to make your calls than if you feel that you're starting from scratch every time.
Okay, makes sense. I know you also talk about, on the following page, practice your response to prospect objections and practice various sales scenarios.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You It will happen that prospects will ask you questions, prospects will have objections. If you're calling to set up an appointment, which most people are calling to set up an appointment either face-to-face,
mm-hmm.
or they want to have a longer conversation on the phone, or maybe they want somebody to come to an opportunity call or do a three-way with their upline. So most people are calling because they want to set up an appointment of some sort.
Right.
And what you want to be able to do is ask for that appointment very clearly and very succinctly. And I'd actually like to share with you the appointment setting mantra, which is from the Miracle Script.
Okay.
And the appointment setting mantra goes like this. If you're looking to set up a face-to-face appointment, you would say, I'd like to introduce myself and whatever the name of your company is personally. I need 10 or 15 minutes whenever is good for you. Can we carve out a few minutes this week, or is next week better? And let me explain why that works.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's very clear. It's very to the point. I'd like to introduce myself and my company personally. I need 10 or 15 minutes whenever is good for you. So you're setting a time frame. The prospect doesn't have to worry that you're going to be camping out in their office for the day. And then you say, whenever is good for you, so that prospect knows that you're going to meet with them when it's convenient for them. Then you offer choices. Is this week good or is next week better? Because it's easier for the prospect to pick than to choose, to think about it and choose. And the second thing is that it assumes that the prospect is going to say yes. And so essentially what you're doing is you're negotiating when. If you say, is this week good or is next week better, and your prospect says, I'm really busy for the next 2 weeks, well, they just told you when, and when is in 3 weeks. So you would say, well, no problem. Let's do this. We'll do it in 3 weeks, or is 4 weeks better?
Right. I see what you're saying.
So that there's a negotiation that happens there, and then you can use a variation of that depending on whether you want to do a face-to-face or you want them to come to an opportunity call. You would say, we have an opportunity call. It's however long it is. It takes half an hour, or it's 45 minutes or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one at 9 o'clock this evening, and there's one at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. What would work for you? If the person says, no, I'm really busy. Well, we also have a call tomorrow at noon, and then there's another one at 3. What would work for you? So you're negotiating.
I like that. It's not real threatening. It's not real pushy. So you're saying what you just demonstrated, Wendy, is good for someone that's wanting to set up a one-on-one appointment to meet them. What if someone just wants to basically do everything from the phone? Maybe they don't have transportation to get there. Can they use the same?
They would use exactly the same thing.
Oh,
let's say that you simply wanted to have a phone conversation with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I'd like to introduce myself and my company in more detail, because you wouldn't say personally because you're already on the phone with the person, and personally is like face-to-face. I'd like to introduce myself and my company in more detail. I need 10 or 15 minutes, whatever is good for you. Do you have a few minutes now? And then you stop.
Okay.
And hear what they have to say.
Don't
say anything. You've got them on the phone. If they have time to talk, that's great. If they don't have time, no, I'm really busy. Well, I only need 10 or 15 minutes any time that works for you. Do you have some time later today, or is tomorrow better?
That's really good. I did get an ICQ from someone that had a quick question on when you were doing some examples earlier, contacting the business owners, and they wanted to know, at the time when they tell the business owner that they're contacting that they're also a business owner, they wanted to know, at that time, are they saying their company's name, not the network marketing company's name, but their company's, like J&P Enterprise. Hi, I'm Raven with J&P Enterprise. I'm a business owner with J&P Enterprise. Or are they saying I'm a business owner? That's what their question was.
Yes, I would use the business name.
Okay.
And it's really your choice as to whether you want to use your business name or whether you want to use the name of the company, the MLM network marketing company.
Okay.
And, but yes, use the business name because that's more professional. And then you can say, my company is, if you're using your own company name.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would say, I'm with. But if
okay.
you're using my own your own company name, my company is. And there you're talking to a business owner. You're letting that business owner know that you also are a business owner.
Okay, so you're basically saying, my name is so-and-so, I'm a business owner, my company is, and what I do is...
Yes, and that my expertise is helping other business owners develop additional revenue streams.
Okay, good. I think that definitely clarified it. Thank you. That was a good question.
Sure.
Thank you very much for answering that question. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And incidentally, in the miracle script, there are all sorts of sample scripts, so you'll have all different kinds of examples that you can use to formulate your own hook, your own introduction.
Mm-hmm. That's good, though. You definitely gave them a lot to go on. Okay, how do I know whom to call? We may have touched on this, and what should I say? I think we pretty much touched on that, huh?
Yeah.
Because you said it's important that they do know who they're calling before they start calling and not be all over the place.
Well, you want to have some sense of who it is you're calling so that you can use an appropriate hook. Now, if you're calling business owners, then you have a sense, you may not know that individual business owners, but you have a sense of what's going to interest business owners.
Right.
If you're calling people that you've met as you're out and about in your life,
mm-hmm.
if you've met them, you want to, after you meet them and you get their phone number, jot down a couple of notes, how old they are, if they have kids, what you talked about. So this way, you've got something that you can reference when you talk to them again, and you'll know, because if you're really working your business and you're out and about meeting people, you're going to meet a lot of people and you're not going to be able to remember. So right where you put their phone number and their name, put some information about them so that you know something, and then that's going to help you develop your hook. If you're buying leads, usually they're going to give you some kind of background, at least a little taste, a little something,
yeah,
so that you'll have an idea.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. If you're buying leads, you're usually going to come up with a lot more information than
yeah.
you need.
Yeah. So then that way, that's going to help you know what to say when you're talking to that person.
I wanted to discuss with you and see if you could assist them in preparation. How important is it to be prepared, not just with your leads, but be prepared for the day as far as, like you said, knowing who you're going to call and having everything right at by you, wherever your section is or area is that you're going to be calling from? You know, can you kind of share some tips on that? Because I know, work in the rooms, I used to see people almost throwing papers and stuff in the air. They were so disorganized.
You need to know who you're calling, and then you need to know what you're going to say to them. It's very important to have a script. And I know a lot of people are resistant to the idea of using a script. However, if you stop and think about it, you've got about 10, maybe 15 seconds to really grab and hold your prospect's attention. That's not a lot of time. You really want to be prepared and be the best, do the best possible presentation that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got, if you're saying something that works, that gets the prospect's attention and gets their agreement to have a conversation and then maybe meet with you or go to an opportunity call or a three-way call, why would you ever want to say anything different? So you want to prepare ahead of time and know what you're going to say. The miracle script actually is a template that you can use to plug in your own information, and then you'll be good to go in any situation. But whether you do it through the miracle script or some other way, you really need to know how you're going to introduce yourself, how you're going to get your prospect's attention, and then the goal of your conversation, which is usually an appointment of some sort. So then you need some verbiage. I've given you the appointment setting mantra from the miracle script. You need some verbiage to know how you're going to ask for that appointment. Because you know, Raven, one of the biggest mistakes that I see, the number one reason that people don't get appointments is they don't ask.
You are so right. You are so right. They just keep talking and reading that script and talking around the script, and they never get to asking.
And
finally,
like,
the person has to go.
Yeah, it's like they're waiting for the person to offer or guests or I had a coaching client that I worked with one time who called me in desperation. He called me up and he said, "Wendy, I don't know what to do. I've made hundreds of phone calls and I don't have a single appointment to show for it. And I'm losing my mind." And so we started working together, and he was a very nice man, very well-spoken, very personable. And the thing was, he never asked for the meeting, so we never got any meetings. The only thing that we did, we didn't change a thing that he was doing. We just added the appointment-setting mantra at the end. That was all we did. And he went from hundreds of phone calls and no appointments to now he does, if he gets someone on the phone, out of every two or three phone calls he makes, he sets an appointment. Simply by asking.
Just by asking. Just got to ask.
Yeah.
You're right. I believe that. And that's not just in not just in prospecting. That's in life. A lot of people just do not ask.
That's true. And then you need to practice. This was the question you were asking me before, and I segued to something else. But you do need to practice. What you're going to say, say it out loud, do some role-playing with your upline or from some friends or something so you get really comfortable. And then you know what you're going to say, you know all the responses that you're going to give. If somebody says, "Well, I'm really busy," or "I have to talk to my husband," or whatever it is they might say, you have a response. And you practiced it, and so when you hear that objection or you hear a question, you immediately know how you're going to respond, and you can deal with the situation and turn it around and get the appointment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I used to record myself.
And you
I used
can
to always carry
yourself.
A little tape recorder. You too?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's a great tool, because then you tape yourself, you listen, and you learn. Because everyone makes mistakes. And there's nothing the matter with making a mistake and even blowing a call once. There's nothing the matter with making a certain mistake once. The problem is that people make the same mistake over and over and over again. So what you want to do is, if something didn't work for you, if you get an objection that you don't know how to respond to or a question you can't answer, deal with it in the moment, and then when you get off the phone, write it down. And get some help. Talk to your upline.
Right.
Read some books. Attend more MLM Diva sessions.
Well, I would suggest getting your book, Cold Calling for Women, Opening Doors and Closing Sales. I like it. I like the cover, too. I like that hot pink. It's working.
Thank you.
And that's a good start. But you're absolutely right. Practice, practice, practice. Record yourself. Like you said, talk to your friends. Say, "Hey, role play with me." And write down the objections that you're not used to, and like you said, Wendy, get some help on that, because most people will give you the same objection all the time.
Absolutely, and what you'll find when you've been doing this for a while is you'll see a very specific pattern. That's why I was able to create the Miracle Script, which is a template, and it has answers to all the objections, because I know, because I've been doing it for years, I know the best way of introducing yourself, and then I know all the objections that you might hear, and I know the answers. And you'll find, if you've been doing this for a while, or when you've been doing this for a while, people will say the same things to you over and over and over again. And so you, once you've mastered some basic skills, really,
mm-hmm.
then you're able to keep repeating that over and over again. Once you find the things that work, you keep doing them over and over again. And people are scared of cold calling. People think it's really difficult. I'll tell you, Raven, between you and me and everybody that's listening, it's the best kept secret. It's not brain surgery.
And I agree. You know, I agree.
No,
absolutely. But yeah, you're right. People, they just don't know. Once you really get comfortable with it, you will be saying, "Wow,
I could have been doing this all along.
Mm-hmm. Why was I ever so scared?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I've been making calls for 20 years, and Raven, you've been doing it for even longer, 25, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's maybe a handful of times that I've had really bad experiences with people. Most people are really nice, will listen to what you have to say. That doesn't mean that they'll all meet with you or join your team, but most people, if you approach them in a nice manner and you've got some basic skills so you're able to communicate with them and talk to them about the value of what you have to offer, most people are very nice. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. And one thing that, and you can make a comment on this before we go to commercial, one thing that I found, Wendy, that I had to do differently to start succeeding in, you know, being able to make the connections over the phone and making the sales over the phone, is not on the first call, don't be so focused on making the sale, focus more on making the connection.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, they're so hungry, they want that sale so bad that they come in like the famous car salesman that everybody tries to run from. You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. But if we make the connection, like you said, and write down things that we can remember about that person, so the next time you call them, you know, if you heard that bird in the background or you heard that dog, you have to have a real keen ear for listening. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You have to really listen to what that person is saying to you and how they're saying it. And you need to know before you pick up the phone what is the goal of your conversation. And if your goal is to set an appointment, whether it's face-to-face or to set up a three-way or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
if your goal is to set up an appointment, you're not asking that prospect to buy from you over the phone.
Right.
You're asking that prospect to give you some time so that you can have a conversation. And when you look at it in that manner, it takes the pressure off of you. You don't have to close over the phone. You're not asking them to make a buying decision. You're only asking them to give you some time. And it takes the pressure off of them because they don't feel like they're being forced into a corner being asked to buy something over the phone.
Right. Yep, you're 100% right on that. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Wendy Weiss about what if that customer or the person that you're contacting over the phone, the business owner or whoever it is you're prospecting, what if they just say, I'm not interested? Woo, can you help us out when we come back with that one, Wendy?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and we are speaking with the queen of cold calling, Wendy Weiss. She is here. She is talking to us about how we can terminate telephone terror today, and she has given us some great, great tips. You can find out more about Wendy by going to www.wendyweiss.com. And make sure you listen to her offer at the end. We'll be right back right after this.
Does this sound like you? I feel like I'm in the fast lane and there's just no way off. I'm tired of working all day and coming home feeling too tired to play with my kids. Always so stressed and feeling down because no matter how hard and how long I work, I'll never catch up. Well, that was me over 3.5 years ago, and it's incredible what has changed in my life. I am so thankful to have found our team and company and very excited to share with others. We are simply regular people helping others to take control of their lives. If you can answer yes to these three questions, this may be for you as well. Are you concerned about your health and the health of your family? Do you consider yourself a good communicator and would be willing to share information with others? Would you like to supplement your existing income without selling a single product? Our company is 22 years old and considered a leader in the wellness industry. We are about enhancing lives, and honestly, what better way to make our contribution? I am Linda Welk. Take the first step and call me, 209-368-9068.
Do you need to market your business but don't know where to start, how to get started, or how to even work a lead? Are you sick of chasing after family and friends just to have no luck and no sales? Marketing help is just a phone call away with Catherine Achin, the Multiple Streams Diva and coach who teaches online entrepreneurs just like yourself how to attract more clients, make more sales, and make money with multiple income streams. Catherine has been in MLM, direct sales industry, for over 13 years, and she offers marketing campaigns for any business. Contact Catherine Achin, the Marketing Domestic Diva, today. Shorten your learning curve and get the marketing campaign and sales you deserve for your business today. Call right now Catherine Achin at 702-953-5977. You can also go to her website and find out more about her at www.whoiscatherineachin.com. That's who is Catherine with a K, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Achin. That's A-H-C-H-I-N-G.com.
Mentoring from MLM Divas Live is sponsored by PM Marketing Network Lead. Make sure you go to our website, womenpower-radio.com, click on the MLM Divas tab, or go to mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com and look for networkleads.com. Click that blue and white box, and you know what? They have special pricing for the MLM Divas. So make sure you check them out. 5,050 leads for $119.95. That is an awesome price. You don't want to miss it. Special pricing for MLM Divas. Go there now. Also, for the people that are part of our live audience, we will have our drawing after the show, thanks to PM Marketing Network Leads, where we will give away a set of 5,050 free leads, an autoresponder, a leads management system, and the new cool tool everybody talks about. It's the PM Notifier. Lets you know exactly who to call, when to call. Now, that's the cool tool. Back with more from Wendy Wise. She's going to talk to us about how we can handle those people that say, I'm just not interested. I know you've heard that one before. We are back and almost at the close of our show. I appreciate you hanging in there with us tonight as we deal with the weather, and it took us a little while to get started, but you know what? We are here, and this is definitely worth it, isn't it? Wendy is just really giving us some real good stuff, and we certainly appreciate her. She's a trainer, coach, author of Cold Calling for Women. Get that book. It's a great book. Go check her out at www.wendyweiss.com, and she can help you terminate telephone terror today and gain confidence, reach more prospects, sponsor more business builders, and make more money. Can we say ka-ching, ka-ching? Absolutely. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Wendy, you are the one. You are the one. Okay, what if my prospect says I'm not interested? I know you've heard this one before.
I have heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Raven? I'm going to tell all of our listeners that if everybody that you talk to says, I'm not interested, you're not saying anything that's interesting.
Ah,
it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, about getting your prospect's attention. You really need to think about this. What is it that is really going to get this person's attention? Why should they be interested? And that's what you need to speak to. And if you call people and they interrupt you and say, I'm not interested, and hang up, you don't have it yet. Mm-hmm. And that means you need to get with your upline and work some more. It means that you need to acquire more skill, hire a coach, go to more teleseminars, listen to MLM Divas more.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, again, whether you use my book or some other method, you need to acquire the skill. Because if you are really skilled, if you are really able to get that prospect's attention, they're not going to say, I'm not interested. They're going to have a conversation with you. And if you hear, I'm not interested, once in a while, that's a different situation. But when you're hearing it call after call after call, you're not saying anything interesting.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I knew when it was me, because you get it call after call after call.
Yeah, and then it's you. It's what you're saying or how you're saying it or both.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to take a step back. You have to examine what it is you're saying. You have to give it some thought. And if you can't figure it out yourself, get some help. The resources are out there. You don't have to do it all by yourself.
glad you brought that up, because we tend to feel like we do have to do it by ourselves. I don't know why, but for some reason we do. It gets frustrating, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so many teleseminars, so many books and stuff. And sometimes I found it helps me if I read a page or two out of a book like yours, or if I sat down and listened to an audio before I jumped on the phone, if I needed that extra boost of confidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there are so many resources today with the internet that you can really find what you need. And, you know, when I started my business, you know, my business has had its ups and downs, and I think the first year I was in business, I made $10. But
you too?
Yeah, you know, but I went to seminars and
spent more money.
Well, you know, there weren't so many teleseminars then, but you know, I went to seminars, I worked with a coach, I read books, and I did the things that I needed to do to build my business, and now my business is very successful, and I'm having a great time. And the power is yours. You can do it. The information is out there, and it's simply a matter of looking for it, asking for the help, and taking some action.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And you invested in yourself.
And invest in yourself, exactly.
With all of us in network marketing, we hear that over and over again, and that is so, so true.
Yeah, well, if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else is going to do it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. When we hear not interested, we shouldn't take it personal, is basically what you're saying. We should either, number one, check ourselves, make sure that we have given them enough information, that our deliverance is good, and that we're not just having a bad day and coming off too strong, huh?
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that you want to steer clear of is projecting your feelings onto the situation, that whatever your prospect says to you, you know, the bottom line is you are talking to somebody that you don't know. They could be having a bad day. You have no idea what's going on with them.
Right.
And, you know, they could not be a nice person. You know, maybe they're going through something horrible and stressful in their life. You have no way of knowing. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they decide that the reason is that the person hates them and there's something the matter with them. Mm. Well, there's nothing the matter with you. And there's nothing the matter with the person that you're calling, but you don't know them. You don't know what's going on in their life. And if they say no to you for whatever reason, it has nothing to do with you. And it might simply have to do with them, or that your offer is not right for them, or maybe you need some additional skills to be able to really explain to people the value that you're offering. But it says absolutely nothing about your worth as a human being.
You're 100% right. Everybody has the right to make their choice. And like I said, sometimes it's just that whatever you're presenting, no offense, but it just isn't for me. Just two things I want to ask you here. First, let's talk about why doesn't anyone call me back, and then let's talk about leaving an effective voicemail.
Well, most people who are leaving voicemails leave really lame voicemails. So that's one of the reasons that people don't call you back.
Okay.
The other thing is, it's really your job to get hold of them. And if you can look at it as if they call you back, it's a bonus. You will be far less frustrated than getting annoyed, because I know a lot of people will get annoyed. Oh, I left a message and they didn't call me back, and they should have called me back.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let go of that. And people are bombarded today with voicemail, with emails, with junk mail. It's just, there's so much going on. People are very busy, and it takes a lot to get their attention. And it's easier to get their attention if you've actually got them on the phone. But sometimes it's not possible to get them on the phone on that first call. So you're probably going to have to call them more than once. And there have been studies done that show that most sales take place somewhere between the 7th to 12th contact with a prospect. So if you look at it as the sale in this instance, is the prospect agreeing to meet with you,
mm-hmm.
it's probably going to take you 7 to 12 contacts to make that happen.
Oh.
Most people stop at 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people that stop at 2 or 3, you've got at least 4 or 5 or 6 more calls to make.
Should they space that? Because I said that to someone once, and they were saying, no way. I'm like, yeah, you really do. But and they were asking me, well, if I called it someone over and over again that many times, wouldn't that be like harassment? I mean, should they stretch it out, like maybe, okay, 6 months down the line call them, or 3 months down the line call them, or should they call them in a row?
Well, it depends on the circumstances of how you got that particular lead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you're buying leads, and you have names of people that have expressed an interest in a home-based business.
Right.
I wouldn't let it go 6 months, because in 6 months...
they could be with someone else.
They could be with somebody else. What you want to do, and I started out answering your question by saying that most people leave really lame messages.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the same thing as when you start your conversation. If you've got that prospect on the line, you've got to say something that's going to get their attention. And so it's really the same thing. Whether you've got them live or you're leaving a message, you need to lead with that hook that's going to make them say, oh, this sounds interesting. Maybe I should call this person back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can vary your hooks. There are probably all sorts of different reasons or different values that you have to offer, either with your products or with your opportunity. So what you want to do is create a series of messages that you could leave, so you're not always saying exactly the same thing. And I would leave them 3 to 5 days apart. So if you leave a message, and incidentally, the formula for leaving a message is say hello, say your name, say your phone number slowly. Then,
hello, your name, and your phone number slowly.
Slowly, because no one will ever call you back if they don't have your phone number.
And it's good to repeat it twice, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then say why you're calling with the hook. You know, make sure that you've got that hook, that benefit statement in there, because that's what's going to get your phone call returned.
Right.
And then at the end, you say, and again, my name is, and you give your name, spell it if it's a difficult name, and leave your phone number again, slowly, so that they can, if they didn't write it down the first time, they'll write it down the second time. Because I get voicemails from people, they call, they leave these really long messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, they say, and my phone number is, you know, and
yeah.
If you can't understand their phone number, you can't call them back.
Right.
So, and then if you don't hear from them, you wait 3 to 5 days, you call them again. You know, and it also depends on how much you need to make a decision about how much you want to reach a particular prospect. If you met someone who said, yes, I'm really interested in this business opportunity, maybe something came up in their life and they can't return your phone call right at that moment. So you want to stay in touch, and so you could leave a series of messages. And if they haven't called you back and you've left 7 or 8 messages, then it's time to move on.
That's excellent. You have really shared some really great tips. Wow, I know people are going to want to listen to this over and over again. And I want to give you time to do your offer or present your offer one more time, because it's such a great offer. And I know we have lots and lots of people that will be listening to this all across the world that's going to need some help in that area and are looking for some great tools. And I know you have it to offer them. But before we get into that, let me ask you one more question, and that is, how much time should someone devote to cold calling to grow their business, Wendy?
Great question. That really depends on how much time you've got. One big mistake that I see a lot is people say, I'm going to prospect for 6 hours. I'm going to prospect all day tomorrow. And then, of course, the next day, you don't want to get on the phone, and you don't want to prospect for 6 hours, and then you don't, and then you beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is realistically look at what you can do. It's better to prospect for 10 minutes every single day than to say, oh, I'm going to sit down for 6 hours and then not sit down.
Right.
And you get better results if you do your calls consistently every day than if you do a blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll agree with me on that.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely agree with you on that.
Yeah, so you want to be consistent and choose, make a goal for yourself about the amount of time or how many calls you're going to make every single day. Make it manageable. Don't set yourself up to fail. Make it realistic. If you can only do 10 minutes, then do 10 minutes and do it every single day. If you're a beginner, don't say you're going to prospect for hours on end, because you know what? It's hard work, and you'll burn yourself out. So start out and take baby steps, and then as you gain your skills and you gain your stamina, you can do more. And as your business grows, you can do more. And if you are consistent and if you take action every single day to build your business, you're going to see your business grow. And, you know, I met a network marketer fairly recently, and she was telling me how she'd been to this trade show, and she collected a couple hundred names, and they were all sitting on her desk, and it had been 2 months, so they're all sitting on her desk growing old. If she had made 3 phone calls every day, she would have been through her list, or just about through her list. If she'd made 4 phone calls every day, she definitely would have been through her list. But instead, she kept waiting for the day that she could sit down and call them all, and that day never arrived, so they were just sitting on her desk.
My goodness. Wow. Did she ever call them?
Well, she attended one of my teleseminars, and after I suggested to her that she do 10 or 15 minutes every day, she started calling them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. So everyone knows now that you don't have to worry about doing hours and hours of it. Like Wendy says, just do, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, and then when you get comfortable, try 30 minutes. And then I always suggest it with people, to people, Wendy, that, you know, team up with someone. And, you know, you got freeconferencecall.com. Anybody can go get that. And,
yeah,
you know, get on the line, both of you. One make a call, the other one make a call. One make
yeah.
a call, the other one make a call. Play tag.
And you know what else, Raven? Reward
mm-hmm.
yourself for making your calls.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a big, expensive reward, but do something nice for yourself to reward yourself for making your calls.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Go get you a chocolate sundae with lots of nuts or something.
Whatever it is.
Movie or whatever it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pick your feet up, read a good book. Do mm-hmm. something nice for yourself to reward yourself for making your calls. Do that at... Do your calls every day and reward yourself every day.
Well, Wendy Weiss, you have been excellent. We appreciate you. My goodness, you are a powerhouse.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and share with everyone about your special offer as we close out the show?
Absolutely. And so if you answered yes to even one of the questions that I asked before, if you freeze up when you're talking to prospects, or you can't get them to commit to meeting with you, or if you think they're tuning you out, or you simply want more appointments, the Miracle Appointment Setting Script is a self-study program, and it has a workbook and it has an audio CD. And it covers some of the material that we've gone over today and a whole lot more. There's specific verbiage that you can use so you'll know exactly what to say and when to say it and how to say it, because there's an audio CD. There are sample scripts so that you can use them. It's actually a template that you can use and plug in your own information, and then there are all sorts of sample scripts that you can use and adapt as well. And the program goes into great detail about how to answer objections, which means that you're going to get more appointments because you're going to know how to handle all the different situations. And there's an audio CD, so you'll hear me, you'll hear the delivery of the various sample scripts, you'll hear me ask for the appointment, you'll hear the objections and how I handle them. There is a network marketing script for finding business builders. There's a network marketing script for finding new customers. This is a huge toolkit, and there are lots of tools in there to keep your calls on track and make your calls successful. And we've discounted the program for MLM Divas. Normally, the program retails for $97, but because you're attending this evening or listening next week, you can order the program for $77, so that's $20 off.
My goodness, that's a steal of a deal.
Yeah, and we're throwing in a bonus, because if you order the Miracle Appointment Setting Script through MLM Divas, then we're also going to give you a copy of the book called Calling for Women, which is the book that you've been talking about this evening.
Oh, I love that
Raven.
Book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here's my guarantee. I believe in this program so strongly. It comes with my 100% personal lifetime, my lifetime guarantee. And what that means is, if you order the Miracle Script and you are not happy with your purchase for any reason whatsoever, you let me know and I will refund your money, period.
Wow.
That's the guarantee. So there's absolutely no risk to you to try this out. You do need to order by midnight Eastern on May 15th. So there's a while, but that's the deadline. After that, no more bonus, and it goes back to $97.
Well, I know we have some smart divas on the phone. We have some smart divas listening in tonight live, and then we have them all over everywhere that listen in. So I am sure they're going to take you up on this offer. And they should, because I will be. Thank you so much, Wendy Weiss. We appreciate you so very much. Staying a little bit later, and you're on Eastern time zone, too, aren't you?
I'm on Eastern time.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go be a vegetable.
Well, thank you so much. Hold on 1 second. We're going to have our drawing and see if we have anyone to ask a couple questions. This has been Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We appreciate you listening in. And for those of you that are live, please hold on. We are going to open up the lines so you can ask the diva any questions, and then we'll have our drawing. Also, we want to remind you that you can check us out by podcast if you prefer to download and listen to the shows that way on your iPod or your cell phone. That would be really cool, because that means next week you can listen to this over and over again. How cool is that with all this information Wendy's given us? You can go to mlmdivas.podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. That's mlmdivas.podomatic.com, and you can download us anytime. All the Divas shows are there. Also, we have a new show called Careers from the Kitchen Table. It gives you a chance for you to be featured without you being a diva in your industry. If you want to be featured on that show and have an audio commercial done, just please go ahead to my site, womenpower-radio.com. Click on Contact Us and email me, and I'll give you all the scoop on that. Until next time, we want to say we appreciate you again. This has been Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. My name is Raven Blair Davis. The show is brought to you by PM Marketing Network Leads. And as always, we sign off by saying, hey, if you're going to be thinking, why not think big? In fact, hey, why not think like a diva? We'll see you next week.
Hello, this is Bill Hyman, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul. Along with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, I want to thank you for visiting our site and considering writing a story for what is bound to be a very important book for you, your MLM company, and the industry as a whole. This is the first time that a book about the human side of multi-level has been published with this much credibility and recognition. Chicken Soup books have sold over 100 million copies and are a household name, and Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul will be a great addition to the arsenal of tools you currently use to help your downline succeed and your prospects understand just how wonderful this industry truly is. Imagine having your story in a book that is destined to be a cornerstone of the network marketing industry. That being said, it's important to take the time to understand what a chicken soup story is and what it's not. There are two critical things that you must do before you write your story. First, click on the How to Submit a Story link and print up the story guidelines and the story worksheet. Read these over carefully and use the worksheet as an outline for what kind of stories Chicken Soup is looking for. They are not looking for product testimonials or commercials about your company. As you'll see, they're looking for heartwarming, human interest stories that make the reader laugh, cry, or think, and have a beginning, middle, and end to the story. The best stories have a moral or punchline, and hopefully a tip or lesson for the reader. Your story should make the reader feel something. Number two, click on the sample stories on the site and read these over. Notice the flavor of the story, the lesson that you can apply to your business and to your life, and how even someone not yet involved in the industry would love these stories. Again, thanks for visiting, and we wish you great luck with your chicken soup story and your network marketing career.